Okay, page 128. Like an amarim leida ulahavin tachsisa hayetzer. Let's learn one of the and understand one of the tricks that the Yetzirah uses very, very successfully against us. That's one of his less obvious tricks. He begins with a medrash psikta. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Famous words of Hosea from Shabbos Shuva. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return, Jewish people, to Hashem your God. So the medrash gives a mashal. Leben melech shehaya rachuk me'aviv mahalech me'ayom. Imagine a prince who was 100 days away from his father, 100-day journey away from his father. Amru lo o'avav chazor etzal avicha. So his friends say, don't you want to see your father, the king? You should return to your father. Amar lahem eini yachol. It's impossible. What do you mean? It's so far away. I'll never get there. Shalach aviv va'amar lo. So his father sent him a message to try to be mechazik him. And he said to him, just start going. Start walking. Mashata yachol lefi kaychecha. Just go as much as you can. Va'ani ba etzlecha b'shar haderech. And then I'll meet you somewhere in the middle. Kach amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too Hashem offers us the same arrangement. Shuva elai v'ashuva aleichem. If you make a move in my direction, then Hashem says, I will meet you part of the way. All we have to do is have that courage to take that first step. Okay, so let's see what gets in the way of that first step. Hinei modazos da filu rishe Yisrael hema maleim charatos amash kvar chatu. It's known to us, it's well known, that even, it's an amazing, it's sort of based on a gemara in the Darim, as you can see in parentheses, but the Shevet Musar brings a Maimer Chazal. It's not exactly what the gemara says, but the way that it's brought is that even Rishe Yisrael, even the biggest Poshe Yisrael, the sinners of the Jewish people, are Maleim Charatos, are full of regret. Right? No one likes doing Averos. Even people who do a lot of Averos, they're also filled with regret. Maybe if not in the moment, then, you know, a moment after the moment. In fact, some of the Svarim explain that the way that the Yetzihara gets us and the degree to which the Yetzihara hates us is that the Yetzihara convinces us, oh, do this Avera, it'll give you a lot of Hana, you'll enjoy it. And then the Yetzihara hates you so much that he makes you have Charata after you do the Avera so you can't even enjoy the Avera. That's how much he hates you. Right? Now you'll say, well, I mean, that's good. He brings me to Charata, which begins that process of tshuva. But if you think of it from the Yetzirah's perspective, he hates you so much that he convinces you to do something that's self-destructive, claiming that it's good, and then he makes you feel like a loser after, in a low life. And he convinces you that it wasn't worth it. So you can never enjoy the Avera. That's what it means. Risham are Malayim Charata Samal Shekvar Chatu. Yeah.
That's what Aaron Kalina says.
Right. That's right. Satan will faneno me'achareno, right? There's a Satan before the Avera, and there's a Satan after the Avera. Exactly. U'bepnimi yusam einam rotzim klal lachtov letzaras kodem chas v'shalom. So even a Rasha bepnimius, he does not want to sin, and he does not want to letzar es konam. He does not want to cause pain, kivyachol, to his creator. No one wants to do that. V'gam achar she'ez gaber aleim ha'yetzahara. And even after the Yetzirah has overpowered us, and we've fallen into his mitzudah, into his trap, misorer behem libam, mide pam bapam, lishuv midarchem hara. They have an awakening of the heart from time to time. I want to change. But I don't want to. I don't want to be a rush anymore. Right? Like the pasuk says, Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Even the Rasha wants to abandon his way. But here's what happens. Meaning, let's assume that we're good guys. Yeah? So we want to do what's right. Says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, even Risham, the biggest Risham, really also want to do what's right. Right? So what stops a person from doing what's right? What is the response of the Yetzihara in those moments when a person says, you know what, I'm gonna change, I'm going to do something different. Machnis behem hayetzer machshavos amukos, sherubam novos meoso emes hapnimis. The Yetzirah actually speaks sometimes from a very deep place inside of you. Look at the words again. He puts all sorts of deep thoughts in a person that many of them are novos meosa emes hapnimis, that emerge or flow out from that innermost point of truth. Me'etzam amitos shal neshama Yisraelis, speaking from the place of the neshama, ba'amro, and claiming the following. Imachem ritzon chalashuv, if in truth you really want to change, tzarach lashuv b'shleimis kedabai, me'omek kalev b'nefesh zacho v'tahara. In other words, the Yetzirah says to a person, okay, you want to talk about change? I'm okay with that possibility. But if you're going to do it, you have to do it for real. And here's what it means to do it for real. And he starts painting this picture of like a perfect tzaddik, and you're like, okay, forget it. This is crazy. I can't do that. It's ours. Well, I mean, if you're sincere, I mean, you have to be, you know, emistic. You want to be a kadosh. You want to be zacho tahor. You want to be pure and real. Lilo kol pneo zaros, without any type of, you know, inclinations or any type of bias in one direction or another. You want to be the real thing, become the real thing. So go all in. Vizeb bavadai lo tuchal. So you say, but I can't do that. So then the Yetzirah says, oh, so you're a faker. Kerei hincham bali pagamim. Right? You're not able to do that. Yetzirah tells you can't do that. You tell yourself, I can't do that. So I end up, you know, not even beginning that first step. And that was the medrash that we started with. It's a 100-day journey to get back to the king for the prince. But the king says, if you take one sincere step, I'll meet you on the way. It's what the medrash says in Shir HaShirim. If you make for me the opening, an opening of tshuva, like the eye of a needle, then I'll open it up, kapischo shel ulam, I'll open it up like the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kotzker Rebbe said, but that opening, that little opening that we make, has to be solid like the eye of a needle. Right? It has to be iron, it has to be firm, like that opening of the eye of a needle, but you can't just, you know, you can't squeeze it and cause it to collapse on itself. It has to be chazak. It doesn't need to be a lot, but the first, if I could take one real step towards Hashem, Hashem will meet me part of the way. But the Yetzer Hara convinces us that you have to go the whole way on your own. So you say, I can't do that. It's way too much. V'kiyotze be'elo, tainos shonos u'mishunos, sha'adam maila al daito. And all sorts of other cheshbonos that a person brings to mind. U'mikoach emes zu, hu'medachayu u'machtir bolibo asamaskona ha'ayoma, ki hu la'acher kol ma'ashachata ve'iva u'pasha, kvar lo yuchal lashuv. So after all of this conversation with the Yetzirah, where the Yetzirah tells me, you know, you've got a long way to go, buddy. And if you want to do it, you know, I would allow you to do it, but, you know, just realize how much effort it's going to take. Yeah, you're right, it's too hard. So you come to the maskana, you come to the conclusion, after all of my sins and the amount of, you know, distance I need to make up, the lost time I need to make up for. So it's not shaykh. Ula'olam lo yucha lazov es darcho hara'a. I'm not able to leave my position because of the shiftless madrigaso, because of the lowly state I'm in. And that is what it is. And I start to rationalize and I come to terms with it. And he brings me even beautiful proofs from the Torah, from the Gemara. Shukvar lo yucha letakir es ma she'ives, hein bedvarim bein adam lamakum, hein bedvarim shmiram lechavero. Brings you all sorts of mamari chazal to explain to you why you're such a bum and why you're such a failure. Umapilo b'malchudas yoyser amuka. And he catches you in either, you know, greater traps. V'chozer shuv l'sura l'achtov l'gzov l'achmos v'lasos hara b'nei Hashem. And of course, with not much of another option, I end up just going back to my old ways, my crooked and corrupt and devious ways, which are evil in the eyes of Hashem. So this is true for the Rasha. Right? Again, he's starting with the Rasha, who's Malei Charatos. The Rasha really wants to do what's right. He can't. It's not shaykh. I'm too far behind in the game. The distance between me and Hashem is too great. And I might as well, you know, not disappoint myself by pretending I'm ever going to make up for all that lost time. But says of Yaakov Meir Shechter, let's assume we're not those Rasha. Let's assume, like I said, we're the good guys. We're decent guys. So how does the Yetzer Hara cause us to fall into the same trap? Look what he does. Two lines from the bottom. V'hu adin eitzel hayireim. The same thing is true for the Jew who is trying to be a Yarei Hashem. He's trying to be a God-fearing person. Avlahem motzei abal davar osa eitza la'akev es hiskad musam b'derech avodas Hashem. The bal davar means the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah uses the same eitza, the same advice, to stop what? Hiskad musam, to stop your progress in avodas Hashem. How does he trap you? The same way he trapped the Rasha. He told the Rasha, he has so much to do if he wants to become anything. So the Rasha says, you're right. It's overwhelming. It's impossible. I'm not going to do it. How does the Yetzirah do the same thing to us? It causes us to burn out so quickly that people, mamish, are miyayish. Ki bezman shenimtzam b'matzav shel sheina v'tardema, turn to the top of the next page, mimaleches shemayim. When a Jew finds himself in a sleepy matzav, we know that each month has an action, some type of midah that's associated with that month. So for example, the month of Nisan, the action is dibur. Because at the Pesach Seder, called hamar belesaper harizah meshubach, you're supposed to talk a lot. The mitzvah of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. So the action for the month of Nisan is speech. Action for the month of Iyar is thought, hirhor, is thinking. What's the action for the month of Kislev? Or what's the midah associated with Kislev? Shena, sleep. Sleep. It's dark outside for most of the day and the night. Right? It's a sleepy time. And of course, the goal is ani yeshena v'libi er. That even when I'm sleeping on the outside, I'm wide awake on the inside. That's why it's a zman of dreams. Chanukah has a lot to do with dreams, big dreams, aspirations, hopes. It's why all these parshios that we read in Kislev speak about dreams. Okay. If anyone wants, Thursday night, Beretz Hashem, 8:15, B'nai Yashurin. Hope to speak about that topic. But we're in a sleepy month. That's what this month is. It's a time where we could either be very sleepy or we could try to turn those lights of Chanukah on to wake ourselves up. So when a person's in a sleepy state from Meleches Shemayim, from Avodas Hashem, B'vadei oz masik habal davar eshalo. So then the Yitzhara says, okay, so I'm winning. What happens when I wake up, though? What happens when I say, okay, I'm ready to wake myself up? So how does the Yetzirah get us then? What's the Satan, right? Milafaneinu u'me'achareinu. The Satan that stands behind us once we start to move in the right direction. Amnam teikaf kishamas chilim lihis orer lichoneis b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. When we start to wake ourselves up to enter into sincere service of Hashem, miyad mafil abal davar es echad mitachsis of hamutzlachim. The Yetzirah lays before us one of his greatest techniques, one of his greatest traps. However, what does he do? You can underline these next three lines. Shemosif lo his oris yoser mimidaso. He causes a person to live beyond his means, talking spiritually. Right? The Yetzirah says, you know what, I'm going to make you into a huge tzaddik for a week, so when you go back to being a regular human being, you're going to feel like a total failure. You're going to say, oh, see, I told you it was unsustainable. Yeah, unsustainable because you were trying to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You decided one day to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You decided today I'm the Baal Shem Tov. Starting now, I'm the Vilna Gaon. It doesn't work like that. So the Yetzirah said, I'll let you take on all these chumras, and I'll let you push yourself, and I'll let you be, you know, the Gadol Ador, literally, for a week or so. And then after that, I'm going to bring you back down to planet Earth. And because you are living in a world of dimyonos, of what was appropriate for you according to your level and your growth in Avodas Hashem, it's going to look like a major crash. It's looking like the whole thing crashed. He gives you a his oris yoser mi midaso ve yoser mi akelim sheyeshlo. More than your vessels, meaning what? More than your ability to hold on to something. More than your means, your spiritual means. Lefi madregaso, in accordance with your level. You decide all of a sudden, right? You come out of a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say, I'm never going to do that Avera ever again. Maybe. Maybe that's a little extreme, though. The Yitzhara gives you all sorts of stringencies. He convinces you to take on things that will never last, that are totally unrealistic. Again, lefi madre gaso, according to that person's level. B'bechinas, it's an expression or similar to the concept of the pasuk. Ba'orach zu aleich tamnu pachli. Walk this path, and the trap will be placed before you. U'mechusar one maschil laseges mikol ha'esores sha'olse b'liyum achshavaso. Atru misyayish v'nofa legamrei. And all of a sudden you start to slip, And he's like, oh, what's wrong with me? I told you I could never change. Well, hold on. Maybe what you were trying to change was a little too drastic, a little too dramatic. Ke'en'atzas Esav HaRasha. This is exactly what we find in the words of Esav HaRasha. She'achar she'ra, she'lavan, v'gam hu, ein yecholam lizgabral Yaakov avinu b'koach. When Esav saw Lavan couldn't break Yaakov, and I can't break Yaakov, I can't overpower him. That's the typical approach of the Yetzer Hara. So you know what the Yetzer Hara does? Nisa lahatzi lahatzia lo lavo lezrasa. He offers to what? To help him. It's Esav trying to bite Yaakov, and if he can't bite him, what does he do? Vayishakeyu, he kisses him. What's the kiss of Esav? What's the kiss of the Yetzer Hara? Kamosha Kasav, he quotes a pasuk. It's a powerful pasuk. We don't think about this pasuk a lot, but it's a really powerful pasuk. If you understand it in Machshava. Atziga no imcha mena'am asher iti. What does Esav offer Yaakov? Of course, Yaakov is smart enough to say thanks, but no thanks. But what does Esav offer Yaakov, and what does the Yetzer Hara offer us? When he can't defeat us and he sees that we're making positive progress, he says, let me help you. Let me help you reach a really high level so you can come crashing down. It's Haman's gallows, and it's a whole sugya, but it's Haman's gallows that were 50 amos high. The gallows of Haman were 50 amos high. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph that there's 50 levels of understanding, and Moshe Rabbeinu made it to level 49. 50 minus 1. Svarim HaKadoshim explained that Haman wanted to lift Mordechai, who was in many ways a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, to level 50, to reach a level that was just so high as a means of what? As a means of causing him to crash afterwards. Sometimes spiritual madregos are the first step to a major yirida, because a person has to know how to grow in a healthy way. So what does Esav offer Yaakov? Atziga na imcha mina'am asher iti. Let me assign to you some of the men who are with me to help you. You know, Yaakov, you've got a big family, you've got a lot of responsibilities. I'll give you a few of my men to help you. That's the Yetzer Hara saying, I'm going to give you this extra oomph, this extra drive, give you all sorts of unrealistic aspirations, and you'll feel great. You'll be mamash living on that spiritual high for a short period of time, and then you're going to crash. Then you're going to completely crash because it's totally unrealistic. Osif lecha od chasidim. Says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. Esav says, I'll give you some followers, some chasidim, you know? And they'll make you into a big rebbe until you realize they're not really chasidim and you're not really a rebbe. And then you feel like a phony. Hainu b'derech iskar v'su v'derech ha'emes kiviyachal. Right? It presents it as coming from a place of deep truth. V'kachu menatzeach afilu asayirayim. And this is how the Yetzer Hara destroys people, by getting a person to aspire for something that's not appropriate for their level. Everything has to be done in an appropriate way. There's a time and a place for certain things. Yeah. Sometimes your parents don't want you to do something. So maybe now's not the... Your parents don't want you to keep Shabbos. You don't have a choice. You have to say, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, I'm keeping Shabbos. But if your parents don't like that, I don't know, you think it will make you, you know, your davening more geschmack if you start wearing a gartel and it gets your father annoyed. So don't do it. You know, it's not worth it. There's a time and a place. A person decides, I'm going to do tshuva, and they decide to take on something really extreme. It's not shayach. You feel great for a little bit, but after that high comes a really dark low. The Chida writes on the Pasuk in Eicha, beautiful vart. The Chida says, the Pasuk in Eicha says, Golsa Yehuda me'oni u'me'rov avoda. Judah has been exiled from poverty u'me'rov avoda. What does that mean? Klomar, shinish'aru aniyah me'hamitzvos. You know how we sometimes end up poor from mitzvos? Lacking mitzvos? You know how that happens? How do we end up with nothing? I was an inspired guy. You know what happened? Al yedei shehosef aleihem rov avoda. Sometimes I take on too much, and then I'm just burnt out. I can't do anything. Right? I push myself too hard, too fast, and now I just no energy left. Riboy chumros b'mitzvah achas. I take on all these stringencies to the point that I feel like nothing's good enough. Right? Nothing's kosher enough, and nothing's serious enough, and nothing's, right? Until eventually, well, let's say a person says, you know, like I don't like the people in my shul. Sometimes they talk during davening. So I'm going to daven by myself every Shabbos. Okay. So on the one hand, you're saying, I want to do a holy thing. On the other hand, like, I don't know. Is that really a good cheshvan? Maybe yes, maybe no. You know? Person says, you know, I'm either going to do a 2-hour night seder or, like, I don't want to be a guy who does, like, a 15-minute night seder. In my head, I'm a type of guy who does a 2-hour. You're not doing a 2-hour night seder, so do a 15-minute night seder and daven ma'ariv, like a bench. I don't know. Sometimes that rov avoda, that aspiration to, like, be the best, doesn't work out, so then I'm left with nothing. Rabbi Nachman said about himself, I was young, I had all these chumros, I took on all these stringencies, and it was bad for me, it wasn't good. He said life, he made fun of people who were too clear about things. No, the halacha. Halavai, you should follow what the Torah says. You don't need all these extra chumras. In every area of your life, you take on chumras, you're going to crash. Umuva mashal na, he brings a beautiful mashal. From Harava Kadosh Mikozhmir. Rav Yecheskel of Kozhmir was the grandfather of the first Majid Serebi, the Divrei Yisrael. Shibidei ha-gnavim yeshnu techasim kishiroitzim lignov eizer v'chush gado mechanus shal tachshitim. Here's the plan that the robbers use to rob the jewelry store. Here's how they get away with a lot of stuff. Hareihim nichnasim l'toch ha-chanus b'mas v'shal konim t'mimim. They come into the store dressed in nice suits, looking like sincere and honest purchasers. Ve'echad mehem chotev eze tachshit uvorech. I heard this mashal also from one of the Ger Rebbes in the Beis Yisrael said a similar mashal. Comes into the store, right? And these couple of guys, they look like they're interested in making a purchase. They claim that they're in the diamond business. They're looking to make a few purchases. All of a sudden, one of them grabs something off the counter, right? It runs out the door. So the guy, the shop owner, the jewelry owner, what does he do? He jumps out from behind the counter and starts chasing after this guy. This guy just made away with a $7,000 diamond ring. Yeah? So the store owner, right, goes chasing this guy, trying to chase him down the block. No. And while he's busy chasing this guy, who's making off with one ring worth $7,000, the other chevra in the store do what? They clean up. And they take $500,000 worth of jewelry. The other robbers empty out the store. Anything of value is taken from the store. And they walk out with hundreds of times more than what that first ganav stole. And when the store owner comes back and he sees, oh my gosh, my shop has been emptied out, how foolish I feel. If I would have just let that one thing go, I wouldn't have lost everything else. But because I was so makpid on that one thing, I lost everything. It's a very powerful mashal. You can learn this mashal a few different ways. The way he's learning it here, though, is if a person puts all of their effort into one thing. If you become extreme in a certain area of your avodas Hashem that it's not balanced, you can end up losing everything else. Because the baldover, the ganav, yeah, Esav, disguising himself as a tzaddik who wants to help you, come, let me help you. We'll travel together. Let's work together. Thanks, but no thanks. Right, that's the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah's way of cleaning out your entire store. Uvederech armumis. So in this crooked and deceptive way, the baldavar, the Yitzhar, works with a person. That by distracting him and causing one to have a hesachadas. Hesachadas in the sense that I'm not focused on everything I should be focused on because I'm hyper-focused on something I shouldn't be focused on. By focusing on that one inyan or that one chumra, what happens? Shoydin mimenu as kol ha-torv ha-mitzvos u-me'abid lo as kol chayav ha-nitzchim. So I become so focused on one thing that Everything else just gets totally lost. And then the overall gain is not there. He loses his chai netzach. He loses all mahabah. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a quick story. One of my favorite stories. Rav Zevin brings this story in his Sipurei Chasidim in Parshas Mishpatim. I first heard the story from a Weinberger many years ago. It's a Gevaldic story. The story goes that the Divrei Chaim, the Sanza Rebbe, was sitting one time, just to show you how even by big tzaddikim, they could fall into this trap. Lefi Madregasim. Every person according to his Madrega. So the Divrei Chaim was sitting by Shal HaShudas, and as is the practice of many tzaddikim, Shal HaShudas was in the dark, very intense. The closing moments of Shabbos, they were singing Kel Mestater, Amish in a state of tremendous dveikus. And Divrei Chaim was singing, and he was sharing Divrei Torah, and he was singing. And at one point, while he's singing, all of a sudden, he had some phlegm in his throat. He started coughing. He couldn't clear his throat. And he kept trying to sing through it, singing Kel Mestater, but he just couldn't clear his throat. Coughing. He's coughing and coughing and coughing. So Rav Baruch Gerlitzer, Feinberger said it was his son, Divrei Yecheskel, Rav Yecheskel Shinover. But Rav Zevin brings it that Rav Baruch Gerlitzer gets up and he goes to bring a hot cup of tea to help him to settle his cough and to help him clear his throat. So he brings him this cup of tea. He taps his father, who's, in this state of dveikus, but he's coughing through the whole thing. And he says, no, take a drink. You don't sound good. Take a drink. So he looks at him and he says, tea? He says, there's no tea in Atzilus. In the world, Atzilus is the highest world. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So he said, what do you mean? Shal Shudas, Rava de Ravin. I'm in a state of, you're pulling me out of my state of Dveikus? You're dragging me back from the world of Atzilus to drink a cup of tea? Gashmias, So Rav Baruch Gerlitzer was known to be very witty and very funny and very sharp. So he says, there's no tea in Atzilus, but there's also no coughing in Atzilus. So take a drink. He's like, if you're in Atzilus, if you're so disconnected from your body, you wouldn't be, you wouldn't be coughing so much. Right? It's a chashuv story. It's a very chashuv story. I love that story. Because it means, I think I'm in Atzilus. Yeah, but lemaisa, you're coughing, which means you're still a human being, so take a drink and clear your throat. But I want to be, and you are, you're the different chayim. You are in it. He was in Atzilus. Right? But like it says in this week's parsha, to be what? To be a sulam that's mutzav arza v'rosha magia shemaima. To be able to keep your feet on the ground while your head is, so to speak, in the clouds. To make sure you're grounded. Otherwise, Yitzhar is going to get a person. It's so easy for a person to fall into this trap. Ula'ur kol zos, two lines from the bottom. Ula'ur kol zos. Mi yodea kam achotim nisharu dveikim bereshusam. So who knows, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. He's so pained. You could hear the tzaddik's pain in his voice. Who knows how many rishayim remain rishayim? And how many more averos take place in the world? Let's turn the page. And how many mitzvos? And how many daf of Gemara? And how many words of tefillah are lost because of cheshbonos halala? Because of this type, in the heels of these cheshbonos. Again, it's rooted in a holy truth. I want to be the best. And if I'm not going to be the best, subconsciously I say I might as well be nothing. People do this. And I fault, I fault the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Because everyone's still fishing, I always say, everyone's always fishing for the next big Rosh Yeshiva. To say, our yeshiva, that guy who's, who writes Svarim. He's been learning for 20 years straight. He's on the Rosh Yeshiva track. Yeah, he went to our yeshiva. He went to Modern Orthodox High School, and then he went to our yeshiva. He became a big Rosh Yeshiva. Right? Okay, so what about the 99%? who are not on the Rosh Hashiva track? Can you teach them how to have healthy aspirations to be growing B'nai Torah over the course of their lifetime? Even though they're 9 to 5, the majority of their day is going to be spent sitting in some office in Midtown Manhattan. But can you teach them that Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, like we say in Chanukah, that the many fall into the hands of the few? Can you teach them that those few seconds of Lima Torah, the Daf Yomi that they do in the morning, or the hour they go to the Beis Medrash at night, and the minion that they catch right during their lunch break, even though it's Ma'atim, it's less time compared to the majority of what their day is spent doing, but Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, that the many is in the hands of the few, that the ikar of their day are those precious moments? Or no, you build people up and you tell them, you know, you give them these false aspirations that are unsustainable. So then all these cheshbonos come into play. I can't maintain this level. What level? Who told you you're supposed to be on such a high level? You should be a Jew. Do mitzvos, learn Torah. Get out of bed in the morning, go daven, learn some Torah. Go to work, come home at night, learn some more Torah. Listen to a shir in the car, on the train, or on the bus. You know, that's very chashiv. But if a person says, no, I'm not, I'm more chashiv than that. So it's either like all or nothing. That's stupid. That's a trap of the Yitzhara. So a person thinks they're coming from an emistic place. They want to hold themselves to a very high standard. But the whole thing is to distance a person from serving Hashem. And he ends up doing more and more averos. Siperli harav chassid of Gedalia Kenig, zecher tzaddik levracha. One of the Halega Breslover tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael, of the modern era. Rav Gedalia Kenig Zatzal once said, he told me a story, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. I heard a story from Rav Gedalia Kenig Zatzal, Mihudi Echad. Asher b'chol yom be'is hanachas tfilin, alu lo b'mocho sveikos b'kashros ha-tfilin, shu omed lahaniach. He told me there was this Jew who was plagued. Every day he was about to put on his tefillin. And he had all sorts of, I don't know, maybe my tefillin aren't kosher enough. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. I'm nervous, my tefillin aren't good enough. First he said, you know, the shape of my tefillin, maybe they're not square enough. Then he started saying, maybe this, maybe that, maybe the parshas aren't good, maybe the straps aren't good, maybe it's not black enough, maybe it's not square enough. And the whole time he was wearing tefillin, he kept worrying. Maybe this one's not good. My shal yad's not good. My shal rosh isn't good. The whole time. And a big portion of the day he spent while he was wearing his tefillin, worrying that his tefillin aren't kosher. And it got to a point where he was so nervous and so stressed out by his tefillin, he says, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't wear tefillin. Maybe tefillin's only for tzaddikim. Tefillin requires a guf naki. I don't know if my body's clean enough. I don't know if I'm holy enough. I don't know if I'm worthy enough. Ulelo kol safek, zohaisa kavanas habal davar. Sheichnis bo shelos usveikos, kiviyachum mikorum noveya mea frumkait. It says, Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, there's no question in my mind that this is literally a trap of the Yetzirah, presenting himself as wearing a garment of emes, of frumkite. What do you mean? Tefillin's a very holy mitzvah. It requires gufnaki. What do you mean? The box needs to be perfectly square. And what do you mean? I need to make sure that everything is just right, that it's not missing a letter. I could be making a bracha levatal if I put on these tefillin. It was all stemming from a place of holiness. But in the end, it was moving him farther and farther away from Avodas Hashem. To the point that what? That in the end, he lost the mitzvah. So don't fall into this trap of the Yetzirah. All these cheshbonos, why? Yeah, you know, this is not called serious learning. You know? Because a rabbi told me, if you learn out of an art scroll, then you're not a serious learner. So don't be a serious learner. So don't be a serious learner and make a siyum on a masechta that you read out of an art scroll. And it'll be a series of, you know, you'll put up a sign, you'll say, come to the siyum of a not-so-serious learner. Everyone's invited. A guy who doesn't know how to learn Gemara without an art scroll. Okay. But because of your gaiva, you can't, because you're too embarrassed to come to the Beis Medrash and open an art scroll, because you feel like, because your chavrusa, the guy, your roommate, has better Gemara skills than you, so he learns not out of an art scroll. So now, because you want to be a guy who learns not out of an art scroll, then you don't learn at all. So who wins? It's Harwin's. It's all this garb of Shrumkeit that the Yitzhara wears to convince you to want to be a big Baal Madrega. Don't be a big Baal Madrega. Be an Eved Hashem and do what Hashem wants you to do. That's the Avodah. Chaver, let's do one more paragraph for today. Paragraph Malach Mazik, on page Kuf Lamed. Ubo re'ei mashakosav Rabbeinu b'reish Lakutei Moran. Let's learn the first Torah of Lakutei Moran. A little piece of it. The very first piece in Rabbi Nachman's magnum opus, Lakutei Moran, Torah Aleph. First piece. Lefarish es maimer rabba bar barchana. The opening Torahs of Lakutei Moran are explaining the very esoteric agaritas of Rabba bar Barchana, the wild and crazy tales of Rabba bar Barchana. So one of the stories goes that there was a wave. Haigala de mitva lesvinta. There was a wave, like out on the ocean, that rose up to drown the ship, to overturn the ship. What is this wave that's trying to cause the ship to be broken? Shayetzer hara, right, which is the gal, which is that wave, that riptide, rotza lahadbia es hachashivas shalayisha yisraeli. And we're that boat, so to speak, out on the water. We're the boat on the water. Svinta merames achashivas milashon safun v'chashuv. It's called a svinta, a svina, right? But it also alludes to something which is safun v'chashuv, something that is precious. So there's this big wave that tries to shatter the boat. We're the boat. We're trying to navigate our way through this yam, this ocean called Olam Hazeh. And the boat is a chashuv boat. It's a strong and powerful boat, but sometimes there's a very big wave that could capsize even the greatest of boats. Umischaza, says the Gemara, Umischaza kitzotzisa denura chivarta beresha. And what appears on the tip of this wave? It says what? Umischaza. There's an appearance of a tzutzisa denura chivarta. The tip of the wave is like a white flame, like a spark of a white flame. Beresha on its tip. Shagal, it says in brackets, Shagal nira kiyeshlo eish levana berosho. It looks like it has a white flame at its tip. The truth is, if you look at a wave, right, a big wave coming in, so right, the water looks, you know, very white as it's racing towards you. Okay, but it looked like a white flame at the tip of this wave that's trying to capsize the ship. Explains the Rashbam, what is this Eish Levana? What is this white flame? Umalech Maziku, says the Rashbam in his commentary on this Gemara in Bava Basra. He says the white flame at the tip is a malach. And it's a malach mazik. It's a destructive angel. A destructive force that's racing at your boat, trying to capsize your boat. Hainu shemislabish b'mitzvos. But why is it white? Shouldn't it be black? Shouldn't it be dark and scary, you know, like more like a Darth Vader kind of look? What's with the white flame? White? White is purity. White is holiness. Sometimes it is. Vinira lomar. Shekavonoso shemislabish be'elu ha'mitzvos va'emes haniskalel. But sometimes the Yitzhara comes racing at you and he tries to destroy your ship by what? By placing before you madregos that are not shayach to you. He says, look how pure you can be. Look how perfectly white you can be. You'll get there maybe over the course of a lifetime. Shekol magamasam l'rach sa'adam. But sometimes looking at white, that person who, you know, decides to start wearing all white on Shabbos. You know, that guy, Shana Aleph, who decides to start all white on Shabbos. A time and a place, you know what I'm saying? Go live in Tzfat for 10 years. And then you want to start dressing in all white on Shabbos. And that becomes how you actually live your life, that's fine. But I don't know. It's not shayach to be. On the one hand, you know, you show up at the Young Israel of whatever, dressed in, you know, all white on Shabbos. Right? So you feel like I'm the only one who ever takes Shabbos seriously, you know? And then like you start to feel like a clown. You're wearing a costume. It's not appropriate. It doesn't fit in. So sometimes the Yitzhara again comes dressed in white, so to speak. Shekol magamasam l'rachi kasa'adam u'latbiyas asfina l'gamri. Hashem yirachim. And sometimes that white is just the way the Yitzhara is going to capsize the ship, is going to destroy, is going to overturn the ship. Okay, Chavi, you know, let's do one more. We'll do one last paragraph. I want to do one more paragraph. V'ra'isi, three lines on the bottom. V'ra'isi davar mavil b'sefer sur meira. There's a sefer from the Rebbe of Zidichov called Sur Meira V'asei Tov. In the sefer Sur Meira from the Rebbe of Zidichov, he explains a very powerful thing. We'll end with this. Yosef HaTzadik. V'yavo ha'baisa la'asos malachta. Right? The pasuk says that the day that Yosef came to Eishes Potiphar, he came to the house to do his work, to do his business. Right? Different opinions. And Chazal was doing his work, actually doing his work, was doing his work, that this was the day he felt he couldn't control himself anymore. He came to be intimate with Eishes Potiphar. But if you look at the Targum, have a look at this. The Targum, the Onkelos writes, Lemivdak Pinkasei Chushbenei, which means he came to check the Pinkasei. What's a Pinkas? Yeah, like a notebook, a ledger. The Pinkasei Chushbenei means what? He came to do taxes for Potiphar. He came to check the ledger, right? To make sure that the columns added up. Yeah. He took a couple of accounting classes here in Sisson's, and he was coming to see, you know, to make sure he can balance the spreadsheet. He came to check the accounts. What does that mean? Well, he came to do work. That was his job, you know? Everyone needs a good Jewish accountant, yeah? So in the house of Potiphar, Yosef was the good Jewish accountant. Right? But says the Rebbe of Zidichov, no. What does it mean to check one's accounts? Lasos cheshbon ha'nefesh. He came to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Aval yedeizeh nafal ha'atzmus. But the day that Yosef almost ended up sleeping with Eishes Potiphar was the day that Yosef made a cheshbon ha'nefesh. What does that mean? Turn the page. Ukma'at she'nafal al yedeizeh l'shol tachtis mamish. And it was almost the worst day in Jewish history. We almost lost the shevet that day. In the end, Yosef became a tzaddik because he got back on track. But what almost happened that day? He almost lost everything. And in that sefer, the Rebbe of Zidichov says, cheshbon ha'nefesh could bring a person to tshuva. A balanced cheshbon ha'nefesh could bring a person to being better. But cheshbon ha'nefesh could bring a person to utter despair. When I cheshbon all the things that I'm doing wrong. So Yosef looks at himself in Mitzrayim, and we look at him and we say, Yosef, you're doing unbelievable that you've simply resisted Eishes Potiphar. Right? But Yosef thinks about the fact that every day in his life is a struggle with the Yetzirah. So he feels like a loser that I'm struggling so much. Of course you're struggling so much. You're living in Ervas Haaretz. You were sold by your brothers. You're being seduced by a beautiful woman. So the fact that you haven't sinned with her yet is a big success. And he feels like, that's a success? That I haven't had an affair? That's my big success? So he came to check his cheshbon, and he got depressed. Because sometimes cheshbon and nefesh can make a person depressed. V'hu kechol ha'amors, concludes Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. And this is exactly what we've been talking about. Ki yesh v'cheshbon ha'nefesh kulo einu ela mimaisa bal davar. Sometimes a cheshbon ha'nefesh is a holy thing to help you to improve your ways. But sometimes a cheshbon ha'nefesh is just the Yitzhahara pointing out all the things you don't do or all the things you could do better and you feel like a failure. Lahach shil asa'odim ba'atzvus u'la'apilo kalil. To bring a person to sadness and to cause them to completely fall apart. Va'odim muchrach lahaskil bina sha'avar lo yapilu. And a Jew needs to live with an attitude that my past cannot stop me. And my future, I'm not afraid. Right now, I grab a mitzvah. I grab a tefillah. I take a moment and I do something holy. Mitzvos, ma'isim tovim, sur meira. A moment of shmirah seinayim also counts. Even if a moment later a person stumbles. A word of Torah is good. Even if you sit on the couch afterwards and watch a ball game for 3 hours. Right? To believe in those little moments. May Ahova share lafanav, to take advantage of that present moment. Like I told you, a malik tries to rob us of the hova. Lilochum rus yaseros, without taking on these extreme practices and stringencies, which never last. Vulolo machshavos miusaros, without all sorts of unnecessary calculations. Amasha haya, amasha asilios, about what was. Good or bad. I think back in my past, mistakes I made in the past, they hold me back. Or, success I had in the past, I'll never reach that level again. So I guess I should go to the other extreme. where anxiety about the future, I'm not going to be able to keep this up, so why bother starting? What do you mean? Because it's meaningful right now. That's why I bother starting. Person says, nah, nothing good's going to come from this. Don't worry about what's going to come from this. Right now you have the opportunity to serve Hashem, and you should do it. Period. Be an Eved Hashem. Okay, so I give us a blessing. We should not fall for this trap of the Yetzirah. Like the Medrash we started with. Take that first step. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet you along the way. You don't have to figure the whole thing out. Lo alecha mlacha ligmor. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, it's not your job to finish the task. But at the same time, you're not a ben chorin libatal mimena. You're not allowed to say, because it's so overwhelming, I can't do anything. Do something. That's the avoda. Do something. Okay, Eliezer, what do you want to say? You have an avoda zara connection for us?